Next thing on is the DFROA program for 2006, Dale. What is that?
Well, that's his question, I think.
I have no comments. I thought the program, I think the program needs to be expanded.
What do you mean by program? The goals, the master plan, is that what you're saying?
Are we going to do something to utilize vacant cabins? See, I maintain that over half our cabins are vacant, or more. And if the board would like to do a little study and prove what the vacancy and utilization is, if they don't want to, then that's okay too. But I think that there's a lot of families that could be accommodated at Deer Springs, members' families. I think the reservation system needs to be changed. I think that people who call me and say, I've tried to make reservations up there for 4 years and I haven't been able to, and I don't want to upset Barbara and have her justify where we are. I think that the system is clumsy, according to many of the members, and that our system could be, I think the facilities of the ranch could be enjoyed by more of our members than are using it right now. To some say, who cares? They're bought, they're on their own, we don't have to accommodate them, not worry about them.
So
it was organized for the purpose of accommodating more people and having it a more fun place to come and be. And I think that some things can be done to move along that line. One of them is simple as the rental pool. We can say, hey, Joe bought, he has 2 weeks in the cabins, and if he doesn't use them, if he can't use them, that's his problem. When we had the rental pool, members thought, gee, we appreciate that service, and it was utilized. And so, you know, do we encourage more family reunions, less family reunions? Do we put together a program that would accommodate more of our people? I think that many of them are discouraged and are unhappy with the program right now, and I think that it's pretty simple that if the group of us all got on the same wavelength and were positive in discovering ways of utilizing the ranch, that we could. So those are part of the things that I would see on a more positive DSROA program and utilization. Then that goes into the staff. I think that we cannot demand out of our staff that they ride 3 horses and work longer hours and things. I think that we need to budget for additional help. And I think if any of you look at the responsibilities at the ranch, and see what is being done or could be done, we would say, gee, it's time that we look at a little change in our staff. And we can keep winking at it and saying, well, we'll do without. But I think that our staff needs to be changed. And so there's some suggestions we could have on funding and the staff. That would be a part of those two items.
Okay. That's what you're meaning by DSROA program.
Yes.
Well, I think there have been some different paperwork material handed out to all of us in terms of the cabin usage. It is not lowered. It has been increased. What's going to make someone believe one thing versus another, except that it's hard, cold information that says we have this number of weeks, these number of cabins have been rented for X length of time. what, and I'm asking you, as I say, it's not an attack, and trying to find out what else you'd like to do in terms of what you're saying, the cabins are vacant.
Can I make just a suggestion here? If we have, say, now because we're going jumping to three in the board committee assignment, if we did say, and I don't know if Dallas would do this, but I'm thinking I would even be willing to help him to go through on the cabin and come up with a program to see what we can do if the members want to donate their time, if they want to do a full week.
That's already being done. Ken does that all the time. Ken does it. Barbara, Joe's gone out with it.
I've seen it in writing and request for it.
And I have the copy.
Nobody's done anything about it, that I know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're on a committee list. Somebody needs to.
No,
there is.
And that's not from the committee. It's from our meetings. We've asked for that two or three meetings ago. And I sent it out in Barbara's letters. We sent it out in newsletters. It's on the internet. It's at the new meeting.
I'm reading the minutes right here, June 25th, 2005. A meeting held at the ranch at 9 a.m. One of the items, cabin rental pool. Members will be able to deposit their extra weeks, and Barbara will rent out the pool. The proceeds are split as follows. Cabin maintenance, 40%. Members participate, 40%. Advertisement, 10%. On-site managers, 10%.
No, I've never found.
That's my question. It is there, but nothing. The members don't know anything about it yet.
Well, some of the members, I was told. I personally told some of the members that it was going to be presented at the annual meeting, and it wasn't.
Yeah. Well, then that is something we talked about.
The committee needs to get together and put this thing together so that each individual member and call them and say, "Do you want to do this? Do you don't want?"
I think this committee right here has simply. Maintenance is a totally different thing.
That's maintenance. Safety issues.
What you're talking about is a use.
Utilization
of cabins.
Income generation, cabin usage.
Okay. Maybe that could be, next month we could have all of those things. I'd like to disagree on one other point, too. I don't think the cabins have ever been easier to get into. I mean, to get a reservation on. The worst time I've ever experienced, and all the people that I've talked to say, was when we were actually had all the cabins access for rental at the first of the year. I mean, and they were all taken up, and so people just gave up trying to get into them. There were times when people would try to get summer appointments, and they weeks and weeks at a time, they were all booked up. They weren't necessarily used all that time, but they were booked up. And so right now, I think I can't think it's ever been easier. Anytime I've gotten online, anytime I've called Barbara, it's been there. I mean, I've had a response within a day.
I call Barbara almost every single day, with the exception of Sundays, those days I promise not to bug her. And you know what? I never have a problem getting through them. So I don't know who you're talking to, Dale, who's ever trying to make a reservation. If they can't do it online, and they can't, they obviously can't do it online, and maybe they can't dial the phone, because I've never, ever, when I've called her and left a message and told her to get back to me, it's never gone by the wayside. I don't understand something.
I think Dale's concerned that the reservation can't be made through Karen.
No, right, Karen's now not out of it.
I guess the thing that I'm really it bothers me is that I hear about all these people who have all these complaints, and you know what, I see a lot of people out there at the ranch.
But there are some. I have them.
Maybe there are. But how many people are completely satisfied and they don't bother? What they do is they'll call Barbara and say, "Barbara, I had the greatest time. Thank you. You know what? Barbara doesn't make a note of this and make a. I mean, if you wanted to start making a notation of keeping a log of all the people who compliment her about their experience at the ranch, and then we want to compare notes, I'll tell you what I think, just based upon the people that I talk to. And maybe I don't talk to them.
I'm not complaining about Barbara.
But you
believe the system can be tweaked to
make more money.
To be better.
You know what? There's not one thing that we ever do in life as an individual or as a corporation or anything else that we don't look back on and can't say we can't do a better job. And once again, I'm not arguing that. My argument is based upon the fact that I think that we need to start looking at this thing from a planning perspective. And if you've got these people who are calling you up and complaining about something, Invite them to the meeting.
Invite them to the meeting, or say, you know what, that would really help if you can give me that in writing. And I'll tell you what, based on my personal and professional experience, I'll bet you have very few people who would be willing to take the time to put it right.
But I think Dale's point is well.
Well, then bring them in here.
Yeah, I would like to talk to them, Shauna.
I don't think that's the issue.
Tell
people to do this. Go ahead, Larry.
And I don't think the issue is that there are people that are unhappy. I think the issue is that we could utilize the ranch resources better.
Yeah.
And that, I think we're all in agreement that that's the case.
And that's what I want
to
do.
And so I think it's worth taking the time, as you say, to come up with this planning perspective and say, all right, how could we, how specifically could we utilize the resources more effectively, given all of the constraints that we face, that there are issues of legality, safety, member effect, that members do have desires and needs, and that there are conflicts among our members about how the resources should be utilized going forward. Given all of that, our responsibility as a board is to figure out how to manage this resource effectively and move it forward, not just maintain, but move it forward. And recognizing that forward for one group of members may be backward for another group of members, we still, I think the issue is, how do we use the utilize the resources more?
Okay, and in that respect, what I'd like to do is, okay, define which resources are you talking about? Cabin and horses? Is there anything else? And I don't say you have an answer now, but what are these resources that you're talking about that we could better utilize?
In my mind, the one that I would add to the list is the land itself. Are we using that land the most productively? And this gets to the wildlife issues. It gets to the grazing issues. It gets to the size of the herds that are allowed out there, how they're managed.
I understand there used to be the greatest alfalfa fields in the state were some of those along the common land around the ranch house, yet we've really done nothing to capitalize on that. We have grass growing there that I understand even the horses can't utilize very well. Is there something we need, maybe we need to farm that out to somebody, get them to
we tried, well, not that we can't do it again, but we did have a member in charge of this farming.
What happened?
Look, in our situation up there, you can buy cheap and use your own.
Okay.
Everything has just completely changed. Number one, the moisture isn't there now. I mean, when we first got involved in the ranch, there were acres and acres of.
I wasn't trying to be specific. No, it's just what I'd heard. And I thought, well, maybe that's an area we could capitalize on and do something with that.
We're not out there. No one's out there every day running the shovel.
That's true.
Irrigating.
So
we tried to get Barbara to do it, and she just...
Okay, so maybe at the next meeting, maybe we could look at some of these different ideas of resources. What are you talking about?
Well, we need to limit our discussion to maybe one or two main items.
We say we want to do something, we make a suggestion, and I said, let's do this. Let's see this. Give them a chance. Let's try to do this, and then everybody shoots it down. So that's what frustrating to come in.
No,
we're setting conditions on it. There's a difference, John. We had a ranch-wide, committee membership meeting. Do you remember that?
Let them come back with a proposal.
That's right.
But you shoot it down before it even gets up.
No, we haven't shot anything down today. All we've done is said...
Well, all my motion was, then let's see what we can do. Let us put it together.
Those cabins are being utilized. I'm going to get 75 pages.
Taylor, it doesn't matter. I said, let us make it the suggestion. Let us come up with something. Stop shooting it down.
What I'm saying is, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I've got to use facts, though. The cabins are being utilized almost...
Let us bring the proposal.
A lot of the weeks are pretty good. But there's not as much time in those cabins, I think, as some people want to think. Right now, you can get cabins. For this month, there's a couple of cabins available. In January, they're pretty well.
The other thing I had a question about, you stated, possibly having reservations changed. Okay, what do people say to you that there's a problem?
Thank you.
What do people say that there's a problem that maybe we could do better? There's never a person that says you can't improve on what you have. I get good input. A lot of other people input is good. But if there's something that we need to tweak or to look at to make it better, what could that be?
I'd make a motion that we table the specifics, but if this is a, like your question today, let's
let's set an agenda, and we can only discuss maybe two or three of these things each month. I've heard these very same things over and over, and then we get all embroiled in this big conversation. It takes up the whole board meeting. We need to. We're not shooting down the ideas. I'm saying, but we need a specific time to discuss whether it's cabin usage. So I don't think it will come to any resolution just talking about it off the cuff here. But what happens is sometimes Dale makes these same things that it seems to some of us that we've discussed a lot of times, and Shauna thinks that we're shooting him down. I'm just and so we have gone back and forth. Yes.
I didn't.
But we do disagree.
I'm just saying I would help him do that if he wants to do that.
I think that's great.
Okay, so that's what you mean by DFROA program.